You're listening to The Big Leap College Bound with Ellen Yale, Episode 1.
Welcome to The Big Leap, the podcast for college bound teens and their parents, where it's all about getting emotionally ready for college and creating your rich, messy, wonderful life. And now, here's your host, Master Coach Ellen Yale.
Hi, I wanted to give you a big warm welcome to my very first podcast. This is Ellen Yale, and we are here today to talk about the stress that is involved with sending your kids to college. I created this podcast because I wanted to help you spend this last bit of time with your child, making it as meaningful and as connected as possible, because it's probably not feeling that way right now. It's probably a lot of stress going around. There's all sorts of things your kid has to do to get ready for college, or they think they've got to do. They've got to keep their grades up so that they finish strong and they're looking good to the college recruiters. They are probably looking for leadership positions in all of their extracurriculars because they are want it to look good. They want to look good. They want to get into the college that is their college of their dreams. And what I want you to know is that this is not a podcast about telling you how to get into college or how to help your kid get into college. This is a podcast about how to do all of that stuff without the stress involved, without the tension between you and your kid, without your kid freaking out, without you freaking out, because there's a lot of changes for you too. This is a time that it's not just the kid going off and changing their identity, but you as the parent, you reassess, you change your identity, you change your role in life. And that's what we're going to do. So stress is a big one. So I wanted to start off with it. And I want to talk about the different kinds of stress, because the stress you have is a different kind of stress than your child has. So I'm going to be doing alternating podcasts between talking to you, the parent, and then I'll throw in some podcasts where I talk straight to the teen. So that you don't have to, you can just give them the podcast. Isn't that easy? Isn't that a pleasure? So that's my aim here. So today, it's all about you. Put on your own oxygen mask first. And I want to talk about stress today. I hear from a lot of parents about how stressful it is for their high school teens that are getting ready to go to college. People are trying a lot of things to reduce stress for themselves and for their kids. They try hiring independent college counselors to help their child figure out how to write their college essays and do a good job taking the SAT and just in general planning their road to college. And I think all of that is great. I try to show my kids what's important by showing them where I spend my money. I think that getting support and learning new skills is really high on the importance list for me. Figuring out what you need help with and what you can figure out on your own is an important process. So I like for my kids to see me spending my money on tutoring and filling in those gaps, the things that I can't help them with to get them where they want to go. But the mistake people make in trying to hire a college counselor to fix their stress is that hiring anyone to change their circumstances so that you can have a different feeling is just a short-term fix. It doesn't get to the core of the problem. Because the only thing that changes a feeling like stress is changing your thinking. Hiring a college counselor may be the perfect thing your child needs, and hiring one may take the stress off for a while. But the reason your child's stress is reduced isn't because of the counselor. It's because your teen has changed their thinking. Not because they've gotten better in writing their college essay or chosen the right, you know, just the perfect extracurricular activity or raised their grades. It all seems like these things are better because you've hired the help or because your child has gained the skill. But what's really lessening the stress is that your child has gone from thinking something like, I don't know how to write an essay for my application, eek, I'm going to fail, to they've changed their thinking to something like, my essay must be good because there's an expert helping me. The essay, it might be garbage, but their thinking has changed so they don't feel stressed. It may be that they were thinking they didn't know how to get into the college they want. And after working with a counselor, they changed their thinking to something like, it's not on me anymore. If I don't get in with an expert, at least I've done the best I can. Now, I am not saying to hire an independent college counselor or not to. That is totally up to you. There are a lot of awesome counselors out there, but not everyone needs them. What I am saying is that it's important to know the true source of your stress so you can change it anytime you want. Since it's your change in thinking that creates the stress or makes it disappear, you can get rid of your stress just by changing your thinking. Nothing outside of you has to be different. And I know there's a lot of stress for you at this time in your relationship with your child. Will they make it into college? Will they have all the advantages I want them to have going in? Will they fit in? Will they balance their classwork and their social life? And yet, all of these are just thoughts. They aren't facts. They aren't realities. They're just thoughts. And you can change your thoughts. I have a whole process to change your mind. The first step is to be aware of your thinking. Even though it seems like external things can fix our worries, they never fix the underlying worry. How do I know? Because you can do everything possible to prepare your child for college and the process to get in, and they still worry. It's always your thoughts that cause the pain. That's true for your child, and that's true for you. And that's really good news because you can change your thoughts. You can't always change your circumstances. You can't change what the college requires to get into it. I don't think you're going to be able to change the requirement to send in an SAT or ACT scores or send in grades or write an essay. Except for a very few schools, those aren't going anywhere in the near future. But you can change how you think about it. When I talk to parents about their teens picking a college, 100% of the pain is caused by painful thoughts. The parent thinks their child is going to pick a college that's not a good fit. Or their teen is thinking about not going to college at all, and that freaks the parents out. Or the parent lives in fear that their teen is not going to get into the college that the teen has dreamed about going to for years and years. All of those are thoughts, and 100% of that pain could be lessened by thinking differently. And I'm not talking about affirmations. I'm not talking about sticking your head in the sand and just not caring anymore. I'm talking about taking a healthy inventory of the thoughts that are shooting around in your head and giving it the litmus test, asking, is it true? Is this thought true? A thought pops into your head and you take it as a fact. That's how we live our lives. These thoughts just seem to enter our heads and we give it credence because there it is. My son has only applied to 2 colleges and the thought popped into my head, oh, he's behind. He needs to get cracking. He needs to apply to it at least 1 backup school. And because I was thinking that thought, I was feeling a little stressed. But just because I think he's behind doesn't mean it's true. It's just a thought I had. We're not trained as a culture to manage our thinking. You have many contradictory thoughts running around in your head. It's probably never occurred to you to sit down and sort it all out. I believe that I'm super smart, and I've got evidence to prove that. I also believe that I'm not very smart at all, and I've got evidence to prove that. The question is, which of these thoughts is serving me? It's not always as simple and clear-cut as you would think. I can think of different occasions where each of those thoughts would be useful. Our brains are wired to protect us from the outside world, and that was really important to survival of our species when we were cavemen. But our dangers have changed. Instead of running from predators, we're navigating rush hour. And we have new parts of our brains, like the prefrontal cortex, that we can use to reason and to figure this out and to manage our thinking. You just need to learn the skills to use your mind to manage your mind. And that's what I'll be teaching you and your teen in my future podcasts. It's never the things outside of you that cause your stress. It's never the situation. It's your mind. Start by noticing what you're thinking. When you catch yourself starting to feel stress, stop and ask yourself what you're thinking. What's making me feel this way? And then ask yourself, is it true? That's the first step. I know it's an easy one, so you're inclined to hear it and nod and say, oh, that makes sense, but then you don't bother to actually do it. But you have to do even the easy steps, or especially the easy steps, to change your life. So stay with me, my friends. I've got this. And thanks for listening. Oh, and one more thing. The next episode is geared for your teens, but you're more than welcome to listen in on the teen weeks and vice versa. I'm also going to make the next episode, the one for teens, about stress. And I don't normally plan on making the teen and the parent episode the same topic, but stress is such a central issue to getting ready to go to college, I wanted to hit it right off the bat with both groups. So I will talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Big Leap Podcast. We'd love it if you would go over to iTunes and leave a review. For any questions, comments, or coaching issues you'd like to hear on the show, please visit www.ellenyale.com.